Madam Vice President, we welcome the delegation of Guinea and thank the delegation for the presentation of the national report. We commend Guinea for what it has done to bring about legal and institutional reforms since the second UPR cycle in order to protect human rights in the country. We particularly note the adoption of the law which assures the independence of the judiciary, the criminalisation of torture and the reform of the criminal code which gets rid of the death penalty. We deplore the fact that despite some reforms and measures adopted, there are still practices and situations that exist which seriously affect the rights of women and children, such as people trafficking and child labour. We respectfully recommend that, one, you ratify the OPCAT. Number two, that you strengthen legal and policy measures to combat the practice of female genital mutilation and child marriage, including through awareness-raising campaigns targeting the population and religious and traditional leaders. And number three, that you consider decriminalising same-sex relations between adults of the same sex. Thank you very much.